Hey, welcome back, friends. It's an honor to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and we were talking with Gabriel and Doug before the show about what to talk about today in our little bit of time here. And everybody's talking about the assassination attempt on President Trump, and we're getting all kinds of different feedback about it. So I thought might as well talk about that directly and look at the different interpretations and see what to do with it and what it means for our future. So, welcome, Gabriel. Thanks for being here. Pleasure to be with you.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for being here. So, we're going to start with blessings to everyone, and thank you for joining us. And we're going to start with little dance or spiritual joy, which is what's needed to pick up the spirits of people. Plus, I like to dance. So. For a moment with a little bit of meditation, like 2 or 3 minutes, and here we go. Just you can take the mantra if you don't have one. Yo, and in breath, hey, and out breath. Wah, and in breath, hey, and out breath. Yo, from the base up to the heart, hey, up to the heart. Wah, from the base of the third eye, hey, up to the heart. So here we go. Okay, just a few minutes. Okay. So again, I welcome you all with love. And the topic of the day is the Trump missed assassination. Now, out here in the rest of the world, whether I was in Germany, where I was at the time, or Israel, or different people around the world, most everybody felt it was a legitimate assassination. Legitimately, it wasn't fake. Now, unfortunately, in my lifetime, we have seen a variety of assassinations. JFK, I was a junior in college, 1963. JFK was assassinated. Of course, for a while, they talked about the single shooter in the tower, and then finally came out that, you know, you could see the video. He was shot from the front. Okay? You know, and he went backwards. That's just there in the video. But it took a long time for that video to come out. Okay? And then I was friendly with Malcolm X. And about 3 months before he was shot, he told me that it wasn't really the black Muslims who were trying to kill him. That was like kind of a story. He said, no, they're not after me. There's a much more powerful group after me who are trying to assassinate me. So that was 3 months before. And in all intents and purposes, he was shot literally across the street from Columbia Medical School, where I was at medical school. And he knew he was going to be assassinated. The word was really clear. There have been previous kind of threats and so forth. And then Martin Luther King. Now, I was living in Harlem at that time, 1968. And people just went crazy with it. You know, and of course, some people hypothesized that he was assassinated because he went from civil rights of protesting the Vietnam War. So, you know, that seemed to be a pretty clear, again, assassination, not attempt. And so there's been a variety of assassination attempts. Some have failed, some have been successful. The Prime Minister of Slovenia got, I don't know, shot five times, and he survived, and he's up and functioning. That was just recently. So assassination is not exactly a new thing, okay? So now the question is, oh, the other thing is with the Kennedy assassination, unless I got it wrong, LBJ, on his deathbed, said he had given the word to, you know, for that assassination to happen. So there was years of investigation with that. Very hard to get clear what was going on. Except we knew, even though I was at junior college, that it was a clear assassination, and the Secret Service or whoever was there, the deep state, was involved. So no real surprises. Now that brings us to what happened a few days ago. Trump. Now, there are certain patterns that we begin to see. Now, I'm not an expert on assassinations. It's just that I've been watching a few of them since 1963. Of course, you have Robert Kennedy as well being assassinated. kind of an up close assassination. So my impression is it was not fake. It was pretty well planned. Apparently, according to some people, like Mike Adams, I saw, you know, there was an implication that was shooters from the water tower and a shooter from beneath the 20-year-old on the roof in the same building. So that's three shooters. Now, there may have been more, I don't know, because it seemed like they were actually trying to kill him, and they weren't having a fake assassination for publicity reasons. When you're playing at that level, at that distance, Trump, you know, we could say, well, maybe faked it. I don't think so at all. And so the other alternative is he got God's blessing that everybody missed him. You know, the shots missed. Obviously, they killed other people, unfortunately. So we're looking at something really happened. They're shooting real bullets. People really did die. Trump, you know, felt his ear and saw the blood and hit the ground. A pretty fast reaction, actually. And then everybody piled on, which was good. I mean, it'd be nice if they had people as tall as he was surrounding them rather than shorter people or some of the women who were shorter. You know, you would want people to cover you. But the implication is that this was some level of a setup. And they weren't, and I haven't followed that close, but they weren't actually full-on, full-time Secret Service people. I don't know. They were too busy. They had, you know, Biden's wife was giving something, security for that, another security thing. And it appeared to be benign neglect. Now, generally speaking, you expect people to know what they're doing. So they left on the rooftop open, and, you know, the water tower, there were shooters in the water tower. So there was a little bit of a setup. But that's as far as I want to go with that, because, you know, I'm just trying to make a point that there appeared to be multiple shooters, just like with JFK, and that, by the will of God, Trump survived by an inch. I guess you could say he came with an inch of his life. So I don't know how fake you could be, how good you can shoot to get that close. Simply didn't bleed enough for his ear. Well, I don't know. All I know is it hit his ear. There was blood. Did he wipe it off? Okay, probably. And his fighting spirit, they wanted him out of there, and he had to get up and do a fist pump and say, fight. Okay, so what a great inspirational picture. Now, you could say they faked it, this is a photo op, or you could say Trump had the presence of mind, even though he was shot at, even though he was bleeding, to get up and say fight, because he didn't want to have people be demoralized. And, you know, here's a guy winning the election, you know, being way ahead, so he didn't have a lot to gain by, you know, making a fake thing. But it's just too close to call it fake. So that's my opinion on it. Now, what else is going on? Who's doing the shooting? Who's setting them up? Clearly, and Congress is agreeing, it's raising a question. I don't know if they're agreeing because I haven't been following it. This shouldn't have happened. There should have been coverages on the roof. Even a cow can walk on that roof. I saw a cow walking on the roof today. And it's like the explanation of the head of the Secret Service is like, oh, it's too dangerous to walk on the roof, is a clue that they're in a world of fakeness. Because that's too absurd a statement. Okay? So there was some initial denial about their bad job. So that's another hint that that source of fake is they're denying that they did a bad job. Well, the roof is slanted. No, not really, barely slanted. You know, we can look at it, barely slanted. So the head of Secret Service was making excuses that didn't make any sense. They were just coming out of fear, not knowing, believing people are ignorant, but basically trying to cover yourself up. So usually you don't try to have a cover-up when you've screwed up so badly, but nevertheless, that's what we're looking at. That's how I see it, that they did really, I call it benign neglect. I don't think they made an accident. I think they left the door open so that shooters could be available to shoot. Now, the kid, the 20-year-old, apparently, this is kind of over the news, so I don't know what's real or not. You know, he had different accounts out of the country, and he had a lot of bomb materials in his car, so if, for example, he had hit Trump, then as people rushed to get there with ambulances, they would blow up and his car would block the way. So, in any case, I see it as a real assassination attempt. I see it as an act of God, from my point of view, that Trump survived. And I see it as a shift in power dramatically in terms of how people in this country are thinking, because it did shift. You know, people saw something really serious happen. And to me, serious enough that they would actually begin to question the legitimacy of the government that is trying to, you know, kill Trump. Now, I know he's a threat to the whole deep state. He said he is. He said he's going to remove people. And so he is a threat. There's no question about it. How far the government's willing to go, the deep state the government's willing to go, is kind of what we're looking at. It's like, this is pretty serious. They're willing to assassinate a potential president. So when we see that happening, where's the will of the people in this? So the part of the question is, who gives these people this power to do these kind of things? And how do we stop that from happening? First, you know, was it a planned assassination attempt? It certainly looked that way to me. And we can have doubts on everything. Whatever you do, you can have doubts. But the overwhelming evidence is not a lot of doubt, from my point of view. And again, from Europe, from Israel, what people saw was like, there's no doubt this is an assassination attempt. Second is, what's the purpose and who's doing it? Well, it appears to be a deep state operation that failed. Now, I think it's significant that it failed, because I see that there's a shift in energy in the bigger elements controlling things. That these things don't happen by accident. The failure doesn't happen by accident. And that there's a shift in the, let's say, the spiritual energy, in which it's all downhill now from the deep state. So I'm going to turn over to Richard for a second and hear what he has to say.
Yeah, Gabriel, I agree with the things that you said, and you brought up Kennedy and other people, Kennedy in 63. And one of the biggest things that came out of the experience, which I remember very well, I was in school at the time when it happened in the late morning in California time.
Talk a little louder. Talk a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
One of the biggest developments that came out of that experience with Kennedy was the invention of the concept of conspiracy theorist.
Right.
And that's really important. And even now, I mean, it's been amazingly successful to stigmatize people that believe in conspiracies. And I think people don't even necessarily understand intellectually what conspiracy means. You know, the word, the etymology of the word means to breathe together. Con means together, and spirit is like respiration. And it's not some crazy idea. It's common. All it means is people cooperating for a common goal. And when people are doing criminal or satanic activities, they can't normally do the scope of what they want to do by themselves. So they involve other people. And most people don't have an incredibly developed organizational skill, but some people do. And it's really amazing to me, really incredible ability. You can see it in the organizers of huge successful companies, but you can also see it on a bigger level, on the what you call the deep state and the levels above that. And that's what's operating in the world. And for us to turn our spiritual ability, our innate connection to God, to work to defeat the darkness, it really helps to know that it exists, not just generically as, well, there's darkness and demonic figures and stuff like that, which there are, that I can speak to from personal experience, but in some detail, there's this amazing organization that I investigated over decades to verify what it is doing and how it's put together, where it's going and why. And the depth of the conspiracy is mind-blowing. And it's what's in control of the world right now.
So what organization is that? Can you name that?
I don't know of a name. I'm saying there's a... It was referred to by Kennedy before he got killed in his conspiracy speech, right? That there's some...
Like the globalist way.
Well, yeah, but there are levels and levels in it.
Right.
I mean, most of the levels are servants, and the motives are different at the different levels. And some people think that money is the only thing behind it, but money is the motive for the lower levels. At the higher levels, it's for the sake of evil itself, maximum pain and suffering. It's almost like a religious devotion.
So this is the thing that really people need to hear. It's a religious devotion for the sake of evil.
Yeah, that's right. It's money is secondary. Money and power are tools. And they expect to get the reward later. That's why blowing up the world would be completely acceptable, as long as it's done with maximum suffering. It's so different than the average mentality. It's very hard for people to grasp.
And so what you're saying is this is just one example of it. We have what people call the bioweapon injections.
Right.
And the lockdowns, different things are all about eliminating the population.
Yes, and one of the big tools that's been in the arsenal for a long time is war. And one of the commonalities between the John Kennedy assassination and this attempt is that both of these men threatened to end war. And that's not acceptable to the power structure above. You know, Trump has been saying that even before he gets into office, he'll end the Ukraine war, which was manufactured on purpose by Western powers.
Right.
And that's unacceptable to the power structure. And tried to take him out of the race for president by lawfare and all these crazy lawsuits and financial damage and tying him up in his time. That didn't work. He has an incredible ability to win people over through the speech that he gives. And it's because he comes across as sincere. And I know he has a lot of major flaws. I mean, big flaws. One of which is putting America in the hands of people like Fauci and the destroyers of individual freedom, allowing the lockdowns and so many other things like that. And I see that as a character that's in development. You know, he doesn't have the ego strength at this point to admit fully when he makes a disastrous mistake. But he's going in that direction, though.
I thought it was interesting when he had this discussion with Kennedy.
Yeah, I was just going to mention
that. He kind of admitted that he had made a mistake about the vaccination. But I want to kind of point out something else. You've been through a bunch of these assassinations, that this is a way of stealing power from the people.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not just talking about conspiracy against Trump. That's a smaller picture to the bigger pictures over the last, well, since 1963. Okay, that's like 60 years plus. This has been going on, and it's not new around the world. This is a form of political action by the dark side when they don't see that people are not behind them.
Right.
And to me, this is a sign of weakness, that the people are not behind them, so they do this assassination attempt. And now, because it failed, the global elite are even in a weaker position.
Yes, and likely to do things that are really dangerous.
Yes, that's the worst part of it. Now, the best I understand, and I'm not saying I know this for sure, we call it white hats and black hats, is that there's a huge force supporting Trump on public plane are very much against the dark forces.
I think that's true. It's just not as described by organizations like Q. It's much more loose-knit. It's just the people with good motives. It's not...
Right.
They don't have everything under control.
Making is Trump is not alone in this story.
Not at all. He's got new private security now.
No. Besides private security, there's a larger group of people who are involved in a worldwide struggle of good and evil.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a bigger picture.
Now, some of the people who are being spiritual are saying that politics doesn't matter because it's all a lower level. And they don't understand how these levels fit together.
Exactly. They go together. So what I'm saying is this is a bigger worldwide struggle. It's not an accident that, three leaders got clear, assassination attempts because they're standing up against the EU.
Right.
Okay. So there's bigger picture than just the United States and Trump. It's a bigger struggle. It's a worldwide struggle. That's what I believe we're looking at for who's going to run the planet. The people or the global elite.
Right. And there's some good people getting into power positions. Look at the president of Hungary, for example.
Yeah.
Trying to broker a peace deal with Russia before the election.
So, you know, this pattern, which has been going on for many years in the United States, I mean, obviously Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Yeah.
By foreign forces. So,
you know, all these people had major flaws. You know, Lincoln was a major racist and wanted all the black people deported, stuff like that. But it's just like Trump is not a racist at all, although he's portrayed like that. But he's got other flaws, like with COVID.
Everybody has flaws.
Yeah.
It doesn't help to look at the flaws because it disempowers the bigger picture.
Exactly. And, you know, people have been really disappointed with me during the week this week for saying, and they couldn't believe I support Trump. But they don't understand on a larger level, I support everybody. Right. I think having love and support for every soul brings into focus who they really are. You know, all of these imperfections and flaws and mistakes and bad actions that people are doing are because they're functioning through distorted mind programs. It doesn't change the fact of what they really are in the image of God. And so
right.
I support everybody evolving into who they really are and turning the world into what it was meant to be.
So there is a struggle to bring light into the world. And I think this missed assassination was an act of God that supports the efforts of bringing light into the world. That's how I kind of see it in the bigger picture.
Right.
Beyond Trump. Forces of light and dark struggling with each other.
And it also helps in exposing, making it really obvious that agencies of government, including the Secret Service, are working for the conspiracy that's really in charge of above
right.
the
deep state. They're working for the dark side. There's no question about it.
They really are. I mean, there's no way this was a mistake, and there's no way it was fake. And friends of mine have been saying, oh, Richard, you can't even see it was totally fake. All these are crisis actors. You know, if everybody died, they would have said it was all fake too. But it doesn't feel fake to me at all.
Yeah, I agree. Having seen a bunch of, you know, assassinations, this is not fake. It's part of a worldwide struggle of who's going to run the planet. The people, elite globalists.
In our government, we have the head of Homeland Security, which is in charge of making sure that all the illegal aliens come in with no problem in the border and that they're all paid for. And the same person is in charge of giving orders to the Secret Service.
Right. Mayorkas.
I think it came through him.
Well, it came probably from above him, but he's the...
Yeah.
The high-ranking person in the story. I haven't been following the congressional hearing. I don't know when they started, today or yesterday. But I hope some of this gets exposed.
The problem that I have with, in general, the tendency to hold congressional hearings is that in most cases, they have the hearings and ask all the questions. The people refuse to answer, and then nothing is done. There has to be an action phase.
Well, yeah, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, the hearings
the
are...
The doubt is what has to be cleared up a little.
Right, exposing it all is the first step.
Yeah.
And I think there's a strong psychological hesitation of people to acknowledge some of this stuff because... They could be called a conspiracy theorist, which was invented after the Kennedy assassination to stop speculation that there was more than one shooter.
Right.
And I think we have to resist that. And if everybody thinks we're crazy, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say everyone. I think after the Kennedy thing, when it's finally come out that there was people ahead of him, and you look at the pictures, he clearly shot from the front, not from the back. But it took like years, what, 50 years, 60 years for that to come out.
Right.
But now this is coming out within a few days.
Yeah, it's a lot faster, a lot more.
And it's because people have learned from the previous experiences a little bit more about what's going on.
Exactly. And weren't there some high-speed videos available that actually showed bullet tracks?
Right. So I didn't see those, but I assume they showed at least more than one caliber bullet being shot.
Right. Yeah, so, and there have been a lot of expert snipers giving testimony too, especially on InfoWars. I mean, one of the really demonized news outlets is one of the best in existence right now, and that's the work of Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Yeah, well, that's why they're demonized.
Yeah.
Because they're telling the truth.
But he's been warned that after Trump, he's in the next group that's going to be targeted.
Correct. But we haven't got the Trump. Trump is, you know, he's had, now, I don't know for sure, but he's had more than one assassination attempt. I heard like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
He's pretty sharp about not getting assassinated. I don't think he'll get assassinated. I think that this is their big chance. You know, I believe he's going to go on to be elected president. I think they're going to fight him in many ways as they can. But I think America's going to have some very difficult times because there's a lot of people who are anti Trump without understanding the bigger picture. So that's kind of what I sense.
I think one of the real worries about the so-called deep state people is that Trump may be able to stop war.
Yeah, that's the point. They know he's going to do everything he can to get rid of the deep state.
There was a NATO meeting.
He knows who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And it's not just him, but other people also have lists of names.
Yeah, one of the flaws that people bring up all the time with Trump and why he should not be supported is he tends to put really bad people in positions of power under him.
He did the first round because he was naive.
Yeah, he's learning fast.
And he's learned a lot. He has really good people running his show now. Learning by experience. He was too trusting.
Yeah,
exactly. He seems to have learned. Now that's, people like Trump, they learn by experience. They learn the hard way. They don't listen so much.
That's right. No, it would be massively beneficial for us to have the best people possible in positions of power.
Right. So we'll see what happens. He's not elected yet, but it's going to be a struggle the whole way because it's the end, potential end of the deep state.
Yeah, that means everything that they can unleash will be happening.
That's right.
Among which is the financial collapse that's being planned.
And so people have to be aware that they're trying to do everything and not be so mindless about it to think, it's just we're having a bad economic day. So what can we do as people with this? And the first thing is to accept the reality that there was an assassination attempt, which is an attempt to take over the government, which is an attempt to defeat and ignore and erase the will of the people.
Right.
And that's how, it helps to see what's going on. Then you can make the right choices of how you want to act in regard to this.
One of the things that I've been told by a lot of people in the last few days is that there's nothing we can do. They're like black pills.
I didn't quite hear what you said, so the last sentence.
That there's nothing that we can really do to change what's happening.
Well, we're part of what's happening. So it has changed, or maybe that's just what was happening. The prophecy was prophesized that he would get hit in the right ear and things would happen and so forth, that he'll win the election, that after the election there'll be kind of a dark period and then a lot of light after that.
Right. There was some pastor or somebody like that in the U.S. that predicted, prophesied like 2 weeks before the assassination that Trump would get shot. And
yeah, I think several people predicted that.
Very specific. One guy said he'd get shot in the ear.
Right. Really
amazing.
So that hopefully will, it's a wake-up call. I think he's awake. Now, I noticed he's hired his own private security now.
That's wonderful, yeah.
And these are all people who are well trained.
Right.
You know.
And well motivated.
Yes, because they're pro-US.
Right. Right. They also have a sense of ethics and morality in themselves.
Yeah. I guess like they Navy SEAL type people. So obviously that was the right decision. He's making better decisions because his life depends on it.
He's got some good advisors around him now, too.
Yes. So he's learned. He was naive. He actually, this is my impression, he actually thought the people around him initially were thinking for the benefit of the United States. And he just assumed they were working for the best. Well, he was wrong. I don't think he's going to make that same mistake again.
So yeah, I think you're right. The appointments will be different. And I think he realizes he's got to take personal responsibility. He can't just delegate everything like you do in business.
Right. So he's learned. I mean, he wasn't a politician. He wasn't a government official. He didn't come up through the ranks. He's learned a lot in the last 4 years.
Yeah, and not having that particular background is beneficial in many ways.
Yeah. So, you know, but really the people who have to learn are the deep state actors who understand they're on the losing side, and they have acknowledged that. And the public who needs to really get strong with all this. You know, I heard about a meeting of 200 sheriffs. They're going to begin pursuing a lot of these people. There are lists of people who are involved with the deep state.
Yeah, you should mention Ivan Raiklin, too.
What?
You should mention Ivan Raiklin, too, because he's putting together a legal project.
Yeah. Our role as the public needs to be able to support a serious reform movement.
Right.
To clean up the sewage.
He's publicly inviting people working for the dark side to become whistleblowers, to realize that they're not going to end up well doing what they're doing.
Right. You have to speak a little louder.
He's inviting people to become whistleblowers.
Right.
From within government agencies and above.
Yeah. He's giving them a month or something to do it. So it's all positive. You know, and people are moving in a good way. And it's a cleanup thing. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's a reformation of the government structure.
Right.
Yeah, to the idea. Highest quality people in who have an agenda to serve the American people.
That's right. I mean, the idea of how government was set up among the founders of America, who also had flaws. But what they had that was great is the government was there to serve the people and to serve a higher purpose.
Yeah, and that's what has to happen. It has to go back to that, not just another power group in control that's different than the previous power group.
Right, right. And there's an advantage to having a national and state governments that are defending the freedom of the people that live there.
Right. So it could turn out very positively.
Yeah.
But a little bumpy. Okay, so I think we've covered it in a big way. And we send our prayers to really all of America that we wake up and again become one nation under God and follow the guidance of God, guidance of the divine, in re-establishing America as one nation under God.
Right.
That will get us going in the right direction.
And I think that one thing that's demonized on our, we didn't say much about the media. We have a problem
about
with
what?
About the media. We have a problem with corrupt media in America and most other places. And one of the things that they talk about all the time is how bad it is that this, they have this slogan, America First. And what they don't let the people know is that that's a model for every country. It's not just America. The leaders of every country ideally need to be putting their country and the benefits of their people first.
Right.
And you do, if you're really doing that, you don't become a factor for war. You become a motive for cooperation.
I think the problem with the media is that nobody believes the mass media anymore. They've lost their credibility. And
They need to lose the rest of it.
They need to what?
They need to lose the rest of it.
Right. And so there's a new level of media coming through that are more committed to telling the truth.
Right. Yeah.
So in a sense, the media, the gross media, has lost a lot of its credibility. So they're no longer quite so powerful.
Right. There's a lot of defectors from the people that used to follow them.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to bless everybody that we are able to take advantage in a positive way of what's happened, that everyone wake up to the importance of God in this whole picture, which I would think where Trump's life got saved, and that we again move to become one nation under God in a way that uplifts not only the U.S., but the whole world. Amen. Aho. Om Batakias.
Yes, amen to all that, Gabriel. Thank you for the focus on that today, because I think everybody's talking about it, and it's really important to have a deeper understanding of what the implications are and where we go from there. And really the bottom line is, for each individual, what can you do? And I think it comes back to this idea that what you're broadcasting into the energy world is the emotional, mental sphere that you carry and you live in. You know, people know about prayer and meditation, but it's important to realize that 24/7 we're in prayer and meditation of some kind, and we want to make that conscious. And everything can change when that develops.
During the week, you know, you could, not just this program, right, Lost Arts Radio, but for me, Thursdays at 5:30, we have a spiritual nutrition hour, and at 7 to 8:30, we have Live Liberated with Dr. Gabriel. There are other programs going on all the time, but those are the kind of key ones. And to go to that, you can just see it, treeoflife.mn.co or drgutters.com, to kind of tune in to all that's going on This is the time to get real attention and get as much power as possible from us. So thank you all for listening and participating and empowering what we're doing and obviously spreading the message. Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Doug.
One of the reasons that people need to look at those websites and find out about the programs is that that work that's continuing has saved so many lives, not just on the physical level, from diabetes and degenerative disease, with the teaching of healing lifestyle, but also on the spiritual level that goes together with it. And it's very closely connected to what we're doing with Planetary Healing Club, and hopefully that will be expanding in the near future. I was almost personally completely taken out of the game, and so we're waiting to see me get fully back. But there was an event this morning where I had my normal voice for 5 minutes, and that was the first time in years. So there's hope that that's going to be coming back. That's planetaryhealingclub.com, and we're holding it together in the meantime. So blessings to everybody, as Gabriel says. We're really honored to have your presence here, and value your time. Broadcast what you want everybody to feel and live in that, and we'll see you here again soon. Take care.